What exactly is an ideal? The shortest answer would be it is a personal belief. But the answer is more complicated than that. Ideals are beliefs that shape your core sense of self, or rather, it's your sense of self that shapes your ideals. Robert's beliefs are, in his own words, old world. So, what exactly are those beliefs?
My beliefs would have to be honor, stoicism, loyalty, the thought of the long-term effects and benefits over the short-term effects and benefits, and definitely independence. One story that really sticks out for me is actually from kindergarten, believe it or not. And so there are two kindergarten classes, one I was in and the other one. And the other class, which was mostly guys, they thought that one day at recess that they were going to go and kick down with their little kindergarten legs this big oak tree that was probably a couple feet in diameter. And my class, which was mostly girls as it happens, they were basically like, no, you can't do that. And this is probably my one instance of possibly being a tree hugger ever. And so basically I was in the class that was mostly girls, and they were basically yelling at these guys, saying, no, you can't kick down this tree, and they were running in and trying to kick it, and my friends and I, we came over and were like, what the heck is going on? And they're like, they're trying to kick the tree down. Now, this was kindergarten, so I had no idea who these people were, and so, obviously, I was like, oh, I have to, you know, be with my class on this one. So, my friends and I, basically, we started a fight with these kids, and we defended this huge oak tree from this other class, and it happened pretty much every single day at recess for several months, and we would just sort of go outside and just beat each other up in front of this oak tree, and the teachers had no idea what was going on until one day they finally realized what we were doing, and they had no idea what to deal with it. So we ended up actually not getting in trouble at all. But they basically told us we couldn't go over there anymore, and so that just sort of stopped it.
Why do you consider these beliefs old world?
I would probably have to say the reason I view these beliefs as old world is because, I mean, I don't really see a lot of people nowadays that have the same ideals as I do, and they seem to just not care as much of the same things, and also look back in, like, the Middle Ages, or even the 17th and 18th century, I think that these ideals were a lot more prevalent and accepted in human society, and so that's why I consider them to be more old-world beliefs, rather than just my personal beliefs in the 20th century.
Do you think that your specific beliefs set you apart from other people?
Well, I mean, I think yes and no at the same time. I mean, I don't really see that just because someone else has different beliefs than I do as, I mean, that big of a deal. I mean, they're completely entitled to their opinion. So, I mean, I'm not going to, like, not talk to you or not be nice to you just because you have different ideals than me. And I'll respect you for whatever ideals you have. But, I mean, also I think it does in some ways just because, I mean, from what I've seen, a lot of people don't seem to share the same views that I do. And so, I mean, at times it can be frustrating, but it's not really all that big of a deal. So, yeah. And, well, it's not so much just that, like, they have completely differing ideals than me. I mean, I think a lot of people have sort of the same ideals in name as me, but in terms of what they mean and how they act on them is what is different.
How so?
Well, like, I think that a lot of people feel that things like loyalty and honor and stuff are very important to them. But in terms of how they, you know, what their beliefs entail in terms of those beliefs, I think are different than mine. Like, for instance, many people think that, you know, they're loyal to their friends, whereas I've always been taught, like, you know, you have to be loyal no matter what, regardless of what the situation is. And I think in terms of how extreme people take their beliefs is what sets mine apart from others. Not that they don't have them, just that they don't take them to quite such lengths.
Would you say that you should have been born in another time period?
Well, I don't think necessarily that I should have been born in a different time. Like, I mean, it certainly would have been fun, and I had a good time. But, I mean, all my friends are here, and I like the technology and stuff. So, I don't think I necessarily should have been born in a different time, but it certainly would have been fun.
Do you think that other people should share your ideals?
Well, I really think that it's up to the individual. I mean, I think, to be honest, it would be pretty boring if everyone agreed with me. And so I really think that the individual person really has to decide what is their ideals. And I don't think that people should, you know, really change people's ideas. But in the same time, I think that a lot of people, especially in the government, need to stop thinking so in the present and think about, you know, what's going to happen in the future. Like, what's this going to affect in the future? And so, I think really that's the only thing that really I think people should adopt.
In the beginning of this program, I mentioned that ideals either shape our sense of self, or our sense of self shapes our ideals. For Robert, it seems that his personality helped to shape the ideals he lives by today. But this is only one person among several billion, which leads to the question, do we define the ideals, or do they define us? And on that note, we are out of time. To Robert, thank you for being an interviewee, and to those listening in, thanks for joining us, and have a good morning.